Hi, this is Tyler Cooper. Some of you may know me as a contributor to the Locker Gnome mobile lifestyle section, and others know me as the webmaster of my own personal tech blog, tylersworld.com. To those of you who don't know me, it's great to meet you. I wanted to catch you up on an up-and-coming issue in the mobile phone world. Verizon Wireless introduced their first Bluetooth-capable handset. For those of you who are unaware, imagine Bluetooth as something like wireless USB. It facilitates a wireless connection between devices and peripherals. The Motorola V710 is an impressive-looking handset with a crisp display and a really cool front color display. It's also outfitted with a nifty 1.2-megapixel camera. The Motorola V710 seems to be a relative of the V600 minus the front color display. However, when Verizon was dictating specifications to Motorola, they requested many of the Bluetooth profiles or features be disabled. For instance, if you wanted to copy an MP3 file to your phone and make it a ringtone, it would be impossible over Bluetooth. Using a V600, which has the enabled OBEX file transfer protocol, it would be a simple drag-and-drop operation from your Bluetooth-enabled PC or Mac. OBEX file transfer also allows the exchange of contact info and calendar events with other Bluetooth-enabled devices. The worst part of the whole thing is that your camera phone pictures are essentially held hostage. With a regular Bluetooth phone, you could drag and drop all of your pictures to your desktop computer, making room for new ones. Not with the V710, you'll have to use a Verizon Wireless web feature to put your pictures on the web and then download them, which, depending on your plan, could be quite an expense. There is, however, a TransFlash slot for moving files such as pictures and ringtones, but that will require extra hardware. Right now, you might be asking yourself, what can you do with the V710? It features dial-up networking profile, which would allow you to use your mobile phone as a modem to Verizon's high-speed data network. The cool part is that your phone can be in your pocket or briefcase, yet it has your laptop connected to the web. The V710 also features the hands-free and headset profiles, which allow you to use those cool wireless earpieces or an automobile's built-in Bluetooth system. Now, I've read two reasons that Verizon has disabled the functionality. The first is that they are under contract with content providers in the Get It Now mall, and Bluetooth would allow people to move the paid content from their phones to other places. But I don't see why that couldn't be done with TransFlash. The second reason I've heard is a security hazard for a little-known prank known as bluejacking. This is a very minimal security threat and typically would just involve someone sending a prank phone book entry to you. No damage, just an annoyance. In most cases, you can refuse accepting the entry or the connection altogether. This is not a widespread threat that's worth worrying about. So what if you've already bought the phone? If you've already bought the phone and live in California, you can join a class action lawsuit against Verizon Wireless. According to the original advertisements for the phone, an implied Bluetooth functionality would be unrestricted. For that reason, they're suing. For more information or anything you've missed, check out tylersworld.com. And don't forget to read the mobile lifestyle section at lockergnome.com and Tyler's World for more of my articles.